And let me ask y'all a question, man. But how often do y'all be like, what are we here for? You know what I'm saying? You ever thought about, like, what is the purpose? And I know it's not to be working like this. I know. Yeah, because I'd be like, oh, man. Like, it's got to be something much better than this. And I'd be thinking sometimes that's why we be conflicted. That's why we get frustrated. Maybe fall into a depression because maybe naturally our spirits, I sound wild right now. Maybe our spirits is fighting against what they built. You know what I'm saying? Like, they built a system for people to follow in order to create a world for them. And you're like, who the fuck is them? Them is them, man. Them is them. Y'all know who them is. You just don't know who they are. But you know them is them. And it's like, because it's like, what is the purpose? Like, what are we doing here? Are we here to save other people from the system? Or are we trying to work through the system? Are you supposed to work with the system? Huh? Like, going back to the Super Bowl, like, are you a part of the game? Do you play the game? Do you try to beat the game? Or do you change the game?
Another motherfucking great question by BTG the Great. Okay, and I'm going to answer it. I believe our spirit, especially if you're a creative, is always fighting against a system that's telling you what to do with your life versus what your soul knows your purpose is. And I believe the freshest, most untampered with spirit confidence is that of a child. And that is why I enjoy children under 5 and old ass people the best on earth. Everybody in between is juggling with what someone is telling them they have to do versus what they want to do versus how do I make money for the thing that I want to do. 5 and below, they just want to fucking have joy and be curious. Old ass people, they stop giving a fuck. Best groups of people to be around. And I think everybody on this earth has a purpose for their spirit and their soul. Some people have the balls to keep trying to conquer that, achieve that, find it. And some people fucking give up. Some people stop trying to figure out what their passion is and will take a piece of joy once a year. A piece of joy in moments. A piece of joy through that drink that they have every day. A piece of joy through that cigarette. A piece of joy through that greenery that they get to enjoy as long as they have the money. Some people use pills. And I feel like you have some people who are going towards that thing that gives them joy, going towards that passion. And then you have some people who give up. And to hide the fact that they've given up on their purpose or finding their joy, they do all this shit to escape the fact that they've given up. And escapism is something that is not talked about a lot, but I feel like there are lots of avenues to escapism. Scrolling can be escapism, especially if you're not working on yourself. Gossiping, drinking because you're numbing something you don't want to feel or think about. Smoking certain things because you want to be in a certain feel outside of the sober one that you have. not calling certain people that you know you should talk to, not having certain conversations with people that you know should be had because you're running out of time, not having certain discussions with your kids, even though they're not seven anymore and they're in their 30s and you know there's a big gap in your relationship because you don't want to talk about the elephant in the room. A lot of people have been super successful in escapism. And I think in life, we are not here to just work. We are not here to just pay bills. We are not here to just have shit, lose shit, buy some more shit, replace some more shit, eat shit, and continue that again the next day. There's more to life than working and spending. There's more to life than drinking and waking up tomorrow feeling like shit. There's more to life than just being in the gym every day. There's more to life than likes that you get on a video or a picture that you post. There's more to life than the projects. There's more to life than fame. There's more to life than having a bunch of kids just to let everybody know my dick works. There's more to life than attaching yourself to different men because you don't want anybody else to have them solely to themselves, so you want a piece of them. But you're making pieces of children who then only get pieces of people because you didn't want to do anything the whole way. You see how this snowballs into some bullshit? Just because you can buy everything doesn't mean you should buy everything. Just because you can go everywhere doesn't mean everywhere deserves your presence. Just because you like a person doesn't mean that's a person for you. Just because we have the ability to use our bodies to work and our minds to work doesn't mean those jobs deserve us. We are not here to just pay bills and die. And I think a lot of people have been paying bills and dying and not living. And I think the purpose of us in this world today is to contribute something. Make somebody think. Make somebody aware. Give somebody wisdom they can use. Put somebody on game. Shout out to Too Much Game Podcast. Uplift somebody. Encourage somebody. Show somebody. Love somebody. Create something that helps other people in the world. Be beautiful. Be honest. And sometimes I think a person's purpose is to just... My alarm went off for my job that I use to pay bills. I think sometimes a person's purpose on this earth, unfortunately, and I don't know why they are chosen to do this, is to continuously fuck up, to show everybody else who is watching or observing that this is how you fuck up. It's like a business. Everybody can be the boss. Everybody can be the exec. Everybody can be the CEO. Somebody's going to have to be the janitor. Somebody's going to have to be the secretary. Somebody's going to have to be in customer service. Somebody's going to have to be the person that people hate to call, hate to talk to. Somebody's not going to be liked, and somebody has to be the dickhead. Somebody has to be the asshole. Somebody has to be the giver. Somebody has to be the taker to show other people this is what can happen. This is what's out here. Now, for you, you got to figure out who you are in the fucking mix. For me, I know who I am. I'm the most defiant creative that there is. Okay? I'm a direct, honest fucking employee to many jobs in my lifetime up until this point. But I also know business is business. I'm the most blunt family member there is. I got older people in my family that I don't fuck with. That I don't introduce my kids to. My kids don't know their names. I got beautiful friends as family. I have people I would die for. I have people I wouldn't spit on if they were on fire. I know who the fuck I am. And I'm not scared of who figures that out. I want you to know. Right? And I think once people get to a point where they're not scared who knows and scared who sees who they are, that will be your most comfortable position that you could ever be in life. And I hope that other people get to that point one day. I hope that you get to that point one day where you can see that, where you can experience that. We were not put here to work. We were not put here to do your best to get to the most debt that you can. We were not put here to watch people get bombed in their countries and scroll up and buy those shoes that are on sale for $50. We are not here to just have things, look at it, and make other people feel like shit because they don't have it. That is what society pushes, but the reality is to experience people and not try to hold people captive. The reality is to give the people that you love the best experience that you are able to give them. And if you are not able to give them the best experience, show them how to get the best experiences out of this life. As a parent, your job is not to make sure your child doesn't become too great. Your job is to make sure your child becomes better than you. There's no way I can raise two girls and be jealous of the opportunities that they got. Woo! It took long enough. I don't know about you, but I was tired of that cold weather, okay? And because I'm tired of that cold weather, that means we got new merch, baby! We got new merch on the Shambi Potten Spot. And if you're looking for what else is she talking about, go to shambipotten.com. Thank you so much for checking out this show and checking out these podcasts. And if you're listening to this, that means you already knee deep in, and I appreciate you. Enjoy yourself. Don't be a stranger. Drop a review. Now back to the show. Versus what I got. They're supposed to be better than me. They're supposed to be more ahead than me. They're supposed to be wiser than I was at their age because I already went through the experience. I'm not perfect. And they're supposed to be able to see my mistakes. Life is not about perfection. My life is not about the most money. We see people with the most money every day are mentally fucked or horrible people. People you would never want to be around have horrible teeth, which I don't understand. How the fuck do you have all this money with horrible teeth? But that is not the focus. But you know what I'm saying? Our purpose of why we're here is to do our best with our time and our experiences and the people the Creator allowed us to experience. Do your best with the people and the connections that you have. Be a resource to someone who does not have. You're not supposed to have it all. You're not supposed to know it all, but you're supposed to do your best in the mix of all that shit. You're not going to get everything right. You're not going to win all the time. You're not going to lose all the time, but it's about your mannerisms, your tenacity to keep trying, keep doing, your empathy that you give other people. You don't want to die tomorrow and people remember you for things that you gave them. Like tangible things. What about the mental things you gave them? What about the motivation that you showed them to have within themselves? There's so much more to life than just paying bills, having kids, and eating, and being able to buy this car, and being able to have this house, and being able to wear these shoes. Is so much more to life than that. And when people stop this fucking train of consuming all the fucking time things and start to enjoy experiences with people and life, that's where that joy is. That's where that pocket is. And I hope that everybody finds whatever pocket of joy that they're searching for. And I don't want people to fucking quit. Stop quitting on yourself. Stop quitting on getting to that joy. That is what the people up top want you to do, is quit and do what they want you to do. Fuck them. Figure out what your spirit and your soul wants to do and focus on that.